the program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you this Tuesday morning. Yesterday we talked about the perilous times that Paul mentioned there in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this involved danger in reference to morals and sin and right and wrong. And indeed, we're living in perilous times today as man seemingly has lost all concept of right and wrong in some circles. And especially we have a group insisting upon gay rights as if they were in the right. To insist upon one's rights, one must be in the right and not the wrong. Well, in the Bible, we find in Genesis chapter 19, as we pointed out yesterday, this group of people are not called gays or even homosexuals, but here we have the origin of this expression, sodomites. They are called sodomites. And God said in Deuteronomy 23:17, there would be no sodomites among his people. And the various kings spoke against the sodomites. The sodomites had been among the Canaanites, and as a religious cult, they had existed. And God spoke and brought judgment upon these people through Israel in the conquest of the land of Canaan. In 2 Kings 23, in the time of Josiah, there was a religious reformation as the Word of God was discovered all over again, and he really got down to business to getting sin out of the land. And 2 Kings 23, verse 7, we read, "And he," that's King Josiah, "break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord." It seems like the Sodomites had actually put their place of worship right in the temple court on the Temple Mount in the connection with the place of the worship of Jehovah God. Oh, what an awful thing that this should be in connection with the worship of the pure God of heaven, who says, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." Well, as I read that scripture there in 2 Kings 23, I just remembered what I read this week magazine, February 12, and it's really revolting. Back in December, there was an Episcopal bishop by the name of John Spong, according to this Newsweek magazine, February 12, that ordained Robert Williams, a practicing homosexual, to the ministry. Bishop Spong said had long argued that the church should welcome sexually active homosexuals into the priesthood, provided their sexual relationships are monogamous. In other words, if they just stay married or with one other homosexual. And in Williams, he believed he had found the perfect candidate. Oh, could anything be any further from the truth of God's word? I mean, ordaining this practicing homosexual if he would be faithful to another homosexual. But as we read on here, we find that this man who had been set aside was not advocating being faithful to another. The whole basic relationship is wrong to start with, so perverted, so corrupt. God's judgment came upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And to think that we live in such times as that. We read in this same article in the Newsweek magazine where it says that denominations seem to be adapting themselves to the gay activism. It says church officials find themselves under increasing pressure to accept ministers who insist on the right to be sexually active. Can anything be further from the truth of God? I mean, God who is holy, God who has showed his wrath upon such in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, to even tolerate the thought, let alone set someone aside to be a priest in such a practice as this. And here we find mentioned in this same article in cities like San Francisco, we have homosexual churches and actively practicing homosexuals who meet in a religious way. And as we read this, we thought of the scripture there again in 2 Kings 23, verse 7, where it said that Josiah break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord. They had put their place of worship right in the house of God, the temple, the court of the worship of the God of heaven. Oh, what about people today that in the name of Christianity parade such things as this? A awful thing. Certainly, as Paul said, perilous times would come, and they are here. May we be alert to such an awful thing and take our decided stand for the Lord. Thank you for listening today. Mm-hmm.